After taking in a recent concert here, I was making my way back to the car and heard strains of gorgeous music. Coming from a small shed was the magnificent sound of a single cello. This, as they say, is where the magic happens.
Yep, it's here that the Tanglewood Music Center fellows hone their craft and learn from the masters. For decades, talented young musicians from around the country and around the globe have been coming to the Berkshires to study with some of the best musicians in the world and have eventually become the best musicians in the world themselves, number one. And number two, they just, some people say that orchestra of the young musicians is the second best orchestra in the world.
Today, we are joined by Ellen Heistein, who I'm sure will brag a little bit, too, about that she is the director of the Tanglewood Music Center. And Ellen, it's always a great pleasure to have you with us.
And it's always a great pleasure for me to be here.
And we should note, 75th anniversary season, so it's a big year for all of you.
Oh,
it's something fun to celebrate.
Yes, it absolutely is wonderful. I mean, it's amazing to think of this trajectory from Koussevitzky's vision of a place where musicians could get together, the young and the senior, and exchange ideas and work together and generally create a sort of fomenting mix in which the best could emerge from it. And it's lasted 75 years. How great is that?
I know we've done this before, but just for the heck of it, because so many people are out there who may not have heard, give us a few names of people who were fellows and who have made it big time.
Well, you know, I think about the fact that we did a program just the other night of opera excerpts, because one of the lesser-known things about the Tanglewood Music Center is that we have a very, very distinguished opera history of having American premiered or world premiered some very, very important operas. And I did notice, for example, that we had done a performance of Ariadne off Naxos a few years ago, and then I read in Richard Dyer's program note for the other night's concert that, in fact, we did the U.S. premiere of that, and that the Ariadne was Leontine Price. That's not too shabby.
And she was a fellow?
Yes, and she was a fellow, 22 years old.
Leonard Bernstein was a fellow?
Yes, in the very first year.
Yo-Yo fellow?
Yes. No, Yo-Yo was not a fellow.
Oh.
He's just been a mere faculty member for for a good number of years, certainly going back to when my own son was a fellow here, actually, in 1990. Yeah. So,
you've been director for how long?
18 years.
Wow. So, out of the 75, how many directors have there been?
Oh, gosh. The first one, of course, was Leonard Bernstein. It wasn't Leonard Bernstein. It was in the first class. It was Aaron Copland.
Mm-hmm.
And following him was Gunther Schuller. And then there was Leon Fleischer. And I guess I'm fourth or fifth. I may be forgetting someone in there.
Yeah. Well, but I mean, that says a lot right there, that over this tremendous history of 75 years, there have been so few. Of you.
Yeah, I guess that's true. It certainly makes me feel, to say the least, humble. It's an enormous and very wonderful weight of history that one is responsible for carrying on.
One of the things that a lot of people used to come to, I don't know if the tradition still goes on, is when Bernstein or others would go and give the initial welcoming talk to the fellows. Do we still have that?
We do. It's called Opening Exercises. It's our annual convocation.
Yeah.
And it actually doesn't take place when we first open, because we wait for the BSO to arrive. And that's usually about a week and a half to 2 week gap. But at that point, we do the official opening. And yes, there are speeches, and there is usually a speech on behalf of the faculty. Various people have done this at various times. Certainly, Seiji was very, very famous for, during his years, talking about his own years as a fellow at the TMC.
I was going to mention him.
Yeah, well, he always spoke about the shock of, as a Japanese, of coming and finding the sort of communal showers at Miss Hall School and the skinny dipping in the Miss Sockridge bowl. But he also talked about inspirational things for the kids for the summer. Perhaps those were inspiring as well.
I was going to say, yeah.
But in any case, you know, certainly the music director has often been a part of this. Andres' schedule has not allowed him to do that so far. Perhaps sometime it will. This year, John Harbison, the wonderful and distinguished American composer, gave the address from the faculty. I allowed myself a few words. I figured I get to do that sometimes, and exhorted them to do their best. And I guess it worked because they're all sensational and doing incredible work this summer.
So as you look at the season, of course, there's a big event coming up later this week. And then once you leave here, then your job is what?
As soon as I leave here, and actually even overlapping part of my last weeks here, is putting together next year. Because just like any kind of academic calendar, you have to let people know what they're going to be participating in if you want people to apply. And we generally don't have any problem with applications, but nonetheless,
I should say
it's pretty important that we have a program in place for them well in advance, and that takes a while.
And how do you decide who gets to come? Because you were very nice just now, but this is one of the most sought-after things a young musician can have in their life.
Yeah, it is pretty special for them, and they generally come for only one summer, occasionally two, and very rarely three.
Yeah.
And we do it by a process of very extensive auditioning around the country. BSO players participate.
Interesting.
Some of our resident faculty participates.
Are these blind auditions or not?
No, they're not blind auditions, actually.
Meaning behind a curtain. Yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And no, in this case, they're not. And in fact, the way it works is that a representative of, as I say, the BSO or the resident faculty attends a live audition with a representative of our office. And they DVD all the auditions. Then they bring them back to Symphony Hall, and committees of BSO players observe them all.
And how about demographics? How important is the fact that, you want to keep things, you want to make, as much as possible, you want to have representatives of all cultures and types?
Well, yes. I mean, obviously that's, the ideal, because one of the things I think people do as TMC fellows is to establish a mutually supportive and inspirational community that will sustain them through their musical lives. So as diverse as it can possibly be. However, ultimately, it really is
how well they play. Now, there's also a high school program here. What's that about?
The high school program is run by the Boston University Tanglewood Institute. That's what it's called, and it's run by BU. It's a wonderful, distinguished program for, as I say, musicians of high school age, which means there's kind of a gap between those kids and then the ones who come to our program who are basically graduate students or in their first professional jobs.
Do any of them ever get to make it into...
They do. As I say, it's not a direct feed, but it certainly is something that occurs, and we're very proud of that.
We only have about a minute left, but I wish I was a fly on the wall when you were bringing your son here as a fellow. What motherly advice did you have?
It was completely the reverse.
Okay.
Gus was totally determined to come here. He did, and just told me he was coming, and that was it. So I was thrilled, but I was very much trotting along behind him at the time.
And you've never had to send anybody home from camp?
No, we never have. How about that?
Yeah,
it's pretty good. The Tanglewood Music Center Fellows will be performing throughout the summer. For full schedule, you can go to tanglewood.org. Director Ellen Heistein, it's always a pleasure. Congratulations, happy anniversary, and a wonderful, always a wonderful time to have you here.
Oh, thank you.
Thanks, Ellen.
Thank you very much. You're listening to the Roundtable's live broadcast from Tanglewood on WAMC.